American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Nope, it's me, Nick Ramirez, your host, coming at you from the recent past in the wild, wonderful, wacky world that is Dogwater Studios. To my right, my co-host this week, Mr. Baker.
Yeah.
In the back, we got Dogwater Dick, we got Intern X, and in the studio with us today, we have the amazing sounds of 7 Out. Let's all make a feel at home. Yay!
Talking out of our ass.
You didn't practice at all, did you?
No. I like wrote some guidelines and freestyled, and it came out the way it did.
It was wonderful.
I loved it. We will never play it for Don Geronimo because he would scoff. Many would scoff, but fuck them, Nick.
Well, yeah, many would scoff, especially Don Geronimo, a very seasoned, you know, legend in talk radio.
The master.
Yeah. But we're on the internet. You people don't care out there, do you?
Fuck, that much? No. Jesus.
Welcome to the show.
They get what they get.
This is the worst little podcast. It is Burning Man season.
Oh.
Fucking Gene Wilder died
Gene
today.
Gene Wilder.
Yeah,
fucking
bummer,
Gene
the
Wilder.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
God.
Gene Wilder, wow. What a guy.
Moment of silence.
We love him. I love him so much. That young Frankenstein, so funny, Blazing Saddles.
He was 83. Crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Doesn't seem like he was that old.
I just watched Blazing Saddles like 2 months ago.
Yeah, me too.
I think on Gilbert Gottfried's podcast, he was talking about how nobody had seen him in a while because he probably looked terrible. And then he died.
He never looked that great to begin
they
with.
They said he had Alzheimer's as well, so usually when that happens, people just kind of shelter you and stay home and try not to get into trouble because you can't remember shit.
Nope.
And everybody starts treating you like a baby, and he's probably just, fuck, I can't wait to get out of here. Could you imagine? I don't know.
I'd sneak out, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'd just cause trouble, even if I didn't have Alzheimer's, pretend.
Yeah.
Just start doing weird shit.
I had just a...
get some laughs.
I had a relative in one of those wards recently. I won't say who. And the neighbor was one of those people that might have snuck away. And they put giant. It was just some guy I'd never met, and he was an old man. And they put giant like boxing glove mitts on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then because he was fucking with an IV in his hand or something. And then they put that on him. And then he began to undo it with his other hand. And then they put one on the other hand.
Oh, man.
And then he just was looking at his two big, giant boxing glove hands. Like what do
like,
I do
am
now?
Am I tripping, or
shit,
are these gloves really there?
Exactly the look on his face. Am I tripping? What is going on?
That's the equivalent of putting the cone around the dog's neck.
Yes. That's exactly what
it's
that
fucked
was.
Up. Reality is just gone.
Poor guy. I don't know who he was or where his family was, but he was alone in a hospital looking at his hands. And I remember the nurse just going, as soon as he began unstrapping it, okay. Okay. Here you go. This is what you win. You win. Now you can't scratch your nose. Okay.
That's torture.
Just punch yourself in the face over
just,
and over.
Right. It's fine. Not going to hurt shit. Okay. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
So I hope that didn't happen to Gene Wilder. But now I'm picturing it. Thanks.
I'm sure he
Thanks,
was well
Rick.
Taken care of.
Oh, fuck.
You know.
One would hope so.
Yeah.
That man made me laugh my ass off many times. Fuck him.
Fucking, he outlived Mel Brooks. That's kind of amazing, right?
Fuck.
Mel Brooks is still going, right? I believe.
So Mel Brooks outlived him.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
But the year of celebrity death continues. By December, we'll have no celebrities left at all.
Good thing
none
I'm
of
not
the good
famous.
Ones, anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, it's never been a nicer year to not be famous. Thank you.
Hey, segue. Maybe some of them will die at Burning Man.
Oh, one can hope.
Hey, Katy Perry's there.
Celebrity deaths at Burning Man. I bet you did that, like a celebrity deaths at burningman.com.
But I feel like celebrities aren't doing Burning Man where they could die like regular people.
No.
Yeah, like, they have enough water.
They're not going to take too many drugs and wander off and die of dehydration.
No, they have their handlers out there for them.
dressed up like crazy.
They pay people to take drugs for them.
Yeah. Right. What's that like?
That shit looks dangerous. Swallow it.
Just narrate it the whole time.
You just go and act the whole time.
That whore looks dangerous. Fuck her.
I will say,
what are you going to do?
I will say, Kevin and I have seen Rosario Dawson out there, and she's pretty cool.
Yeah.
She's come to our camp.
She went to your camp?
Hung out? Yeah.
You know what Rosario means in Spanish?
Well, this is a good story.
I love you.
No, it means rosary. She's named after beads.
So she wandered in your camp. You now, how did you get her to stay there?
The first time we saw her, I saw her with some friends like a couple nights beforehand. And I was like, is that fucking Rosario Dawson? And she heard me. And she looked at my friends. He was like, yeah. And she smiled and kept walking. And then my friends have a pretty popular camp there at Burning Man with a happy hour. So she's been there multiple times hanging out, just drinking champagne.
Right on.
Nice.
Kevin, you've seen this?
To be honest, I don't remember that at all.
Well, it sounds like you never got a confirmation.
Maybe it didn't happen.
Maybe it wasn't her.
Maybe I'm tripping about all of this.
Burning Man's like, kind of a blur.
Everybody thinks that I look like her.
Yeah, that's why she smiled.
They do have to check her ID at the bar at the camp.
Gotcha.
Check
IDs. There was confirmation.
Yeah, maybe just not from Kevin. Maybe Kevin wasn't there.
Maybe he was high.
Yeah.
It could have happened.
Yeah, it's probably
definitely a possibility.
Far out.
She could take Chrome off a trailer hitch.
So at least two of you guys have gone out to Burning Man.
Out tomorrow.
Oh.
Have you been before?
I have.
Okay.
That's Kevin downstairs on the drums.
Yeah, I have not.
2010 and 2011.
Are you one of the super crazy people that just wears a shirt and no pants and like what?
Fuck
no.
Shirt cockers.
I'm not a shirt cocker.
Fuck those guys.
I'm not a shirt cocker. That's actually been banned from our camp. I'm with the champagne lounge and we banned that a while ago because it's just weird for everybody.
It's such a great look.
What do you call it when a girl does it?
Jam out with your clam out.
Okay.
Boom. All right. Boom. Totally ready. He knew that.
Clam, what is it? Shirt clammer.
Shirt clamor.
That's totally acceptable. Right? Nobody ever gets mad about that.
No way.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Oh, let's call them snail trailers.
Okay.
Because everywhere they sit.
I'm going to tell everybody Rick thinks we should call it that.
It's the way I picture girls
down
there.
Pretty sure they're going to say that's cool.
I don't know if
it's
true.
Their camp is the snail trailer park.
The snail trailer park.
And a new theme camp is born.
Slurping.
Oh.
Wow. Mr. Baker, you ever gone to Burning Man?
I haven't. I want to.
Yeah?
I don't know. It's a lot of time and money that I haven't had lately.
Yeah,
no shit.
It's a lot of money to be surrounded by hippies. Yeah. So.
Internex, you ever gone?
No, and I'm trying to avoid it at all costs, actually.
Temp 4?
I mean, just a bunch of drugs and fun. I don't like that stuff.
It sounds terrible.
Leave all that to the kids.
Right on. Well, that's your Burning Man 2016 report. The worst little podcast.
We got, my people at the Denny's on Wells said that normally they're slammed on when people are headed out there.
Do you mean the gays or what do you mean?
No,
your
no. I mean my
people at Denny's.
People who inform me at Denny's when I go to get like heads up of what's going on in town.
Oh,
if you want
to
know what's going on in town, you ask people at Denny's.
Okay.
They know.
That's good to all know. Right.
Fuck, if a quinceañera just got out, they know.
Okay, so what you know? Were they saying?
Again? Oh, he was saying that it was weird this year that they had almost nobody stopping in at the Denny's. I don't know what that means for
Denny's
Burning
sucks.
Man. Or it could mean that this is a particularly not Denny's crowd at this Burning Man.
Yeah, because Denny's has been the same for decades.
So it should be the same as last year. Something is different. So he said they're almost nobody. They had almost no burners.
Wow.
You know, normally the burners just rape the city on their way through, and every way, in every hole. And this year it didn't happen at Denny's. So I just thought I'd point that out.
They did not enter that orifice
right.
this year.
It's maybe IHOP. Denny's is still untouched.
Poor Denny's.
By the big dick of Burning Man.
It's that shitty. The burners won't fuck it.
I had a friend who is a mechanic, but a few years back, he every year at Burning Man, bunch of broken cars would be coming in, and he would meet all kinds of people that way, and they trade him stuff and send him things in the mail. Crazy shit.
That's awesome.
I think that would be an interesting place to check instead of a Denny's, like aftermath.
It's a good place to have some people.
Yeah, at the old.
I like driving up I-80 on the way back to Sacramento, and you see like 15 or so buses just stranded on the side of the road going up there. That's when I know Burning Man just happened.
Yeah, absolutely. Fucking crazy shit.
You pull into Walmart and there's U-Hauls and fucking camper shells everywhere.
Yeah, motorhomes parked everywhere this week too. California plates and Montana plates and New York plates I saw this time too.
I've been seeing a lot of them getting towed.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that's a bummer for that guy.
Reno's just all cha-ching. Totally cashing in this year.
My neighbor actually set up an RV cleaning station in his front yard.
Oh, is that nice.
After Burning Man? Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Smart,
yeah, for sure.
I always stop at the Indian fry bread place on the way home when they have that. They'll set up a tent and the Indians will have their fry bread and it's fucking good.
Delicious, yeah.
Oh, man. Speaking of delicious, let's get into some of that funky feel good of 7 Out.
Yeah, what the hell do you guys even sound like? Have we told people that they're here?
We did briefly, and then we talked a little, but...
Okay.
My intro wasn't so hot. I didn't end with their name. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is 7 Out.
Yay! And many of them are from other bands, but that's really every band we ever have, huh?
Yeah, but they got to be older than about a year old at least, right?
Yeah, we'd call ourselves a year old, sure.
Okay, because I remember you guys played at Ameri Anarchy about a year ago.
Yeah.
So maybe that was more like
we played at Rory's birthday.
Huh?
Yeah, we did play
is that what it
Rory,
was?
Rory's birthday, yeah.
Okay.
And Weapons was there, I think, maybe too.
Okay.
I don't know.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
Together.
There he is. I thought he was at the theater.
No, I'm all about drinking pee.
Silence the Musical, but no, he's here with Rick.
It's very sterile. Yeah, yeah.
All right, enough about your pee, Rory. We're going to listen to 7 Out.
Song is called Rebels, correct? Yeah, that's the name of it.
Rebels Correct is a weird name.
Rebels.
Oh.
We'll leave it the second word.
Okay.
Containing rhyme and reason, I ain't hard to know as I start to flow. I am what I am as I continue to go. Forward to the present, my disposition pleasant. My mind is on my head where my wit is fucking cradle. I walk through life, steadily fuck a label. Whether on the left or right or every breath I take, I continue to fight, refusing to be stuck with some predefined label. Easily judge and classified so you are able to ease your mind of your own false living. Nothing's forgotten, but all can be forgiven. I'm not judging jury, I sit in no box and I'm no hurry. The scurry of vision's always clear, guess my mind is fucking blurry.
I don't know what time I get your hold for me, so we just walk down this path so relentlessly.
As my mind takes flight, this grass so green and pride and fuel for this hype. The dirty lights from my optic nerve to the falls in tight. The often for the course, but along we've been light. So a friend like to the motherfucking day. So much to speak, so little to say. To my right brain of plant, this universe expanding. Amazing what I can see simply from where I'm standing. My
mind the blind unkindly. My brain ain't playing just out of the plane. No, gotta remind me not specifically fake tensions. This listener says I twist this, a meaningless list of couplets and rhymes. Or my itch response to these unscrupulous times. I'm on point, tip the spear, this coming revolution. Cause my intelligent design's the product of evolution. I'm vicious as I spit this, I got points missed. You try and play the boss, but you lack the intention. So this rhyme's invention has spawned much intention to catch a fire. All these minds rolling board, my search for inner strength. I looked in the mirror, and mine fucking roared. Mine roared. Rebels, rebel. Rebels, rebel. Rebels, rebel. Rebels, rebel.
Rebel, dude.
Haters gotta hate, rebels gotta rebel.
It's a revolution.
It's a revolution. Oh, you gotta change the name of the song now. That's pretty fucking cool.
That's the name of a band. We can't do that.
Oh.
It's like a reggae.
You
band.
Pretend like you're making fun of them. Revolution sucks. How's that? No, that's just, never mind. I don't
know. You're so nice, that's like it. Outside of the podcast, and you're such a dick on the show, Rick. That's the weirdest thing about it. As soon as the mic's gone, Rick turns into like, how can I fuck with
that's
people?
Good. We need that.
Yeah. It's so easy when I'm in a different room. Like, I'll just say the most horrible thing.
All he's got is a mic. And
oh,
a
except Rory.
Screen.
So, Rory, have we gone around the room to see, like, does the audience know what all the voices are? And have they even heard all the voices, Caleb?
Yes.
There he is.
There he is. That's Caleb.
Hey,
that's Caleb.
I'm awake.
So, everybody, like.
Steven on guitar?
My name is Steven. Nice. I play guitar, not very well, but I'm here.
Sean spitting the raps, or
that is me.
That's
yep.
what the kids say, right? Spitting the raps.
Spitting bars is what
spittin'
they say.
Hot
they say.
Fire. Bars, nice. And on the skins,
is
do the
drummer.
Kids still say skins?
I do, they? But I'm not a kid, so
okay. I haven't heard that.
Kevin on the skins.
What's up?
You dick.
Okay, yeah. So
that's
Sean,
everybody, Rick.
You know, but speaking of people being rude, remember the story of me asking Rory why we had a couple of African-American gentlemen on the show, and he asked them if they like being monkeys?
What the fuck?
Do you remember that when I brought that up?
Was there like some segue that justified that, or did it just...
He says that to every band. He says that to everybody. He's
oh,
like, oh,
dance,
you guys,
monkey, dance,
you guys like
right.
being monkeys? Dance, monkey, dance. But he
that was our
with
band.
Like,
yeah, that was our guess.
It was you and Michael Jackson and the, yeah,
I didn't
and the
take
whole gang.
I didn't take it that way.
I didn't think about it at the time, but when I listened to the show afterwards,
he's like, dance, monkeys.
I thought, Rory's looking at you and Michael, and he's all, you guys like being monkeys?
I thought he meant like us having to perform
like dancing monkeys, like yeah. the way he did
that's,
mean
that's
it.
That is what he meant.
That's good.
Rick is,
exactly.
Rick is the only one that took it out of context. Oh,
yeah. I did not take it in racial context.
So you guys yeah. didn't get like there wasn't a moment of I'm gonna kick that faggot's ass.
No,
it was like not even a little bit. Okay,
no, it did not cross my mind.
Yeah, okay. Rick is like the liberal media, basically.
Oh. Yeah, Rick is like Fox News.
A gay Fox News.
The gay Fox News.
I would pay to see that.
Which isn't much yeah. different than what is on there.
Okay, I wanted to, now that you were back on the show, I wanted to ask about that.
I was like,
I didn't think about it till afterwards.
I remember this story. No, yeah, yeah no. Just did take it. And I'm not one that would get past either. Like, I usually know it, so it's being racist.
Right? You're like a big scary guy. You'd knock a fucker out, wouldn't you?
It's one of my favorite things to call out people on as being racist. So I would not have passed on a chance.
not me, dude. When I run into a homophobe, I'm just like, I love you. I love you. Hang out. I had a friend over the weekend, like talking to me, and he lives in Sacramento, and he works on a lot of cars. And he really said, like, man, and I like you, Rick, because before you, man, faggots really bugged me. And like, just laugh. He's a dear friend of mine.
You can work on his vernacular a little bit.
Well, no, you know, I just want to let people be people. You know, I don't know. I'm okay with it.
I know my friends can't believe I hang out with rednecks. It's crazy.
Said, yeah, faggots your least bug me, but I thought, you know, I need to hang out with more faggots. So I can, yeah. He's just telling me this in the car, and I'm like, yeah.
Super matter of fact, like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Congratulations.
I love that guy.
Everybody's got problems.
That was Cody's dad, right?
Yeah. Yep.
fucking rad.
This is my friend Rick. He's a gay minister. Well, everybody's got problems.
Are you still Republican too, Rick?
Yes, but I haven't voted. The last two presidential elections, I voted for Obama both times. And what am I going to do?
As a Republican.
Yeah, and what am I going to do? But it's because I'm not a lock. There's shit on both sides that I agree with, you know?
Are you more like an independent?
Yeah, but I want to vote in primaries. But look at what I had a choice of in the primary this year. I might as well have, just walked out on the street and
Did you caucus this year?
Nothing. No, why would I?
No,
there was nobody. No, I was caucusing, but it was Home Alone. There was nobody that I was excited about. There was nobody in the whole. Before it was just Trump, there was nobody that I was excited about. It just all was like, what a mess. What a mess of just assholes.
16 piles of shit.
But you know, right, for real. But on the other side, I wasn't really excited about anybody else either. I mean, Bernie was exciting and different, but
I went out and caucused for Bernie.
I
Me
did.
Too. Most of my friends
did. As well, yeah.
I did his big Bernie cock.
Everybody.
I felt the burn.
And how much good did it do?
Absolutely fucking none.
He won Washoe County. I take pride in that. He won my precinct. I was a captain.
Did he really?
I handled it, yeah. I made phone calls. we made some phone calls and got people to vote, and it did not make a difference.
Oh, sure didn't.
But I will carry that as Washoe County. I got to tell my friend Sean that, because Sean was so upset he changed his affiliation away from Democrat.
Because
it pissed him off so bad that Bernie didn't get more, and he really felt like some shenanigans went down. Shenanigans.
I'm sure they did. Yeah. Yeah.
But then one of my Republican friends was like, you know, no matter how you slice it, Bernie lost.
True.
And I remember hearing a story about and then a couple of the Bernie people showed up a little bit late and then it was already decided for Hillary and they were pissed. And I was like, just leave it to fucking Bernie people. Home,
show up.
Stoned, home alone. Oh, let's stop by fucking Cinnabon before we go, honey. Sounds good. It'll be fine. Fucking Bernie people.
Dummies.
I know.
Burnouts.
They're my friends.
It was funny at the caucus. My wife was caucusing for Hillary, and so she was on the other side of the room from
me. You know what that makes her?
And we were looking at each other like, fuck you, basically. It was we were like rivals for about an hour. It was pretty awesome.
Was the sex hot that night?
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's hot every night.
Hot, well, okay.
Yeah.
We all stopped and thought about that for a minute.
She's like, fuck you and your $15 minimum wage. Yeah. We can only do 12.
That's too much.
It's too 12 much.
12 and a half.
She was on the other side of the room, and there wasn't a single person on the other side of the room that was under 40. It was cracking.
That's
me
how.
Up.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was there.
Fucking cracking.
I was in
me
Midtown.
Up.
That's how it
over
was.
40.
All right, Kevin. That's
so,
a key demographic for the
pick. We're taking over, just not this time.
So, are you guys all excited about Hillary now that Bernie lost?
I'll vote for it.
No.
Not excited.
Nobody's excited.
I don't think excited is the right word.
All I ever hear is, fuck that other guy. That's all I ever hear. Not one person tells me why I should vote for Trump or should vote for Hillary.
Right?
Not one.
She got the Children's Health Insurance Program through. Children's Health Insurance Program. I got one reason.
He's
for
got
you.
A reason.
That's
He's
about
got a reason.
It.
And she actually knows things about
other countries and
about leading
other countries.
Did somebody just say she knows things about law?
Yeah, she was a lawyer.
Right.
That's how she got off, man.
And she's recently been in court. So
she's crafty, dude. Maybe
that's true.
It'll be good. You know,
crafty though. I think Trump's pretty fucking crafty.
Yeah.
So.
If we're voting based on craftiness,
the folks around him will be crafty and use that to their advantage.
I don't think he has any business in the White House,
but I think he's kind of a crafty dude.
Oh, he has business in the White House. Dude, he's going to jack off in the bathroom.
He's got all sorts of business.
I'm president.
And there you go. There's your
stick, stand, or stare in the mirror in the Oval Office.
I fucking did it. State of the election 2016.
Yeah.
Political report.
Yeah. Worst little report in the world. Yay.
My friends are waiting for polls to come out so they can either vote for Gary Johnson or Jill Stein. But if it's close, then they'll have to vote for Hillary.
That's a dangerous proposition, right? Though. That's like rolling the dice.
I remember a time when I was excited about candidates.
Those were the days.
Like 4 years ago.
When I was 18.
When I was in the 90s, it was like, it doesn't matter who's president. Everything's great. Like, fuck, a monkey could do this. The internet.
Hey, don't be racist.
You guys like being monkeys?
Now, I liked Bill Clinton back in the day. When he was the president.
We were getting mad about blowjobs.
Blowjobs are not.
Yeah. A reasonable thing to have happen. Get a
millions of dollars of waste. Like, this guy's the worst guy ever doing blowjobs.
Dude, he made me cry because he was going to support us gays, and it was the first time I ever heard a presidential candidate say that. And then as soon as he got in, we got Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I was just like, you're a fucking dick. Come on, you fucking Democrats, just use the gays like a toilet. You don't even care about us.
And it sucks.
And that's
that,
when I became Republican. That's what did it.
It sucks really? That change yeah. is very incremental, Rick. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just fucking dial a 180. You got to, like, twist the knob for a while before it fucking turns on.
No,
all, you know?
Just like everyone with the last name Clinton, you'll just ride a fence trying to make everybody happy and get nothing done. And that's what she's going to do. It's going to be, we're getting 4 more years of status quo. Of exactly what a career politician would do. Whereas if Trump wins, it'll be like sending a bomb to Washington. both of those ideas, right? Well, you know, spin the wheel
metaphorically,
spin the wheel of bomb,
or literally,
or quite literally, sending a bomb.
So either way, it'll be really boring or kind of exciting, and I'm not going to be happy no matter what. So what the fuck do I care?
Yeah, everyone will be equally unhappy. I feel like.
Yeah.
Except for these diehard.
Yeah.
Hey, well, the good news is probably either one won't win re-election, so we get to do this.
Keep
all
telling yourself that, Kevin.
Well, unless, what if one of them turns out to really be great and we're selling? You know, the bar's set pretty low, right? I mean, like, we're expecting them.
They
to
won't
just
have
suck.
To do much, yeah.
So if they do anything good
they
at
just
all, we'll
don't
be like,
suck.
Wow,
everything's going to be a pleasant surprise.
Yeah,
that wasn't as bad as we thought it was going to be.
Yeah,
shit's dope.
Yeah, so. Kids are talking like that now.
It's awful.
On the crack.
Thanks, Obama.
There's nothing reverse about this cowgirl.
God. This is horrible. Don't ever play that drop again during this show, please.
The enthusiasm with which she says it is the fucking best, man.
Somebody says that every time I play that. Don't ever play that.
And
again.
For Rory, I'm saying it now. All right, well, do you guys want to do another tune for us?
Yeah.
And then we'll get to some meaty portions of the show.
Sure.
All right.
What song are we doing?
This is the first song we wrote, so if we can't play it by now.
It's called American Spirit. It has nothing to do with cigarettes.
Oh.
I always have to say that. Victim, we're gonna kill it. Half full or half empty, it don't matter once you spill it. In our first world bubble, shit gets so fake, you can't see the problems till your false perceptions break. This shit gets real, it ain't no funny joke. Your actions getting desperate, people living with no hope. It's easy to be scared, just trying to cope. And that fear leads to hate, it's a slippery slope. Humanity's at the edge, our future's in the balance. Truth hard to see, as it remains buried. Ignorance is bliss, most barely carries. While the truth gets missed, we sit lost like gorillas in the mist. Scapegoated youth, easily dismissed. Some get pissed, some raise a fist, and some give no fucks while these rings get kissed. So I pledge allegiance to the home of the brave. Recruit these taught, and you learn to behave. Hope it stands on principles and follow. It's the land of the scared, cause our intentions were hollow. I pledge allegiance to the home of the brave. Recruit these taught, and you learn to behave. Hope it stands on principles and fall. It's the land of the scared, cause our intentions were hollow. Land of the brave, home of
unfulfilled potential. People don't save, spend it, what you don't have's essential. Place for truth, as well the size of your pulpit. Governor of the people, so who's the real culprit? It's the man in the mirror, how could this not be clear? Reality's a bitch, and damn do we fear. So some shop to escape, some self-medicate. Addicted to an altered state of mind, or to the retail. Whatever alternative you find, ultimately we fail. A burden placed collectively, never on any individual. All this bullshit and lies, we just stuck with the residual. So know your history, this blueprint original. Whether Sumer or Greek, Roman or British, the sun sets on everyone one day. It's afternoon America, we just stuck watching Gladiator fucking Sunday. So I pledge allegiance to the home of the brave. For a group that gets shot and you learn to behave. A witch stands on principles and fall. It's the land of the scared, cause our intentions were hollow. I pledge allegiance to the home of the brave. For a group that gets shot and you learn to behave. A witch stands on principles and fall. It's the land of the scared, cause our intentions were hollow. All the hypocrisies I do over ramparts I watch as complacency is taught. In true American spirit, our democracy is sold and bought. We used to aim for the stars as rockets burst overhead. Now we're just trying to be a star instead. Star and striped, that banner still waves. Is this the land of the free? Our home of thee, a 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 home of thee enslaved. Is this the land of the free? Or the home of the, home of the, home of the enslaved? Home of the enslaved, home of the enslaved, home of the enslaved. American spirit.
Brad.
Nice.
What do you mean, you dick?
I don't think she understood.
Allison really loves America.
There's a lot of words. But yeah, very appropriate for
Our conversation preceding it. I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You guys, Allison, are you a Democrat or a Republican?
I don't remember what kind.
That's the best kind.
Right answer.
Whatever your daddy is, probably.
Yeah.
Daddy. Ho, ho, ho.
That was good. That went with it too. The ho 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 ho. All right. Aww. Well, should we get into some crazy interview quiz questions or
should we do
like
that now?
Bring them on.
So?
Okay.
As you wish, Mr. Ramirez.
Thank you, Zombo. That's right. It's time for the worst little quiz, and we're gonna freestyle it this week. Whatever we want. Me, Rick in the back, and Mr. Baker here. We're going to ask some questions. Intern X, if you got some good ones, write them down, give them to Rick. Maybe he'll ask for you.
Maybe.
All right. First question. What do you fellas think about Intern X?
I'm impressed that she was offering to bring us drinks. I haven't had that situation in a studio before where someone's actually offering to give you drinks, so thank you.
Yeah. Caleb?
This is nice.
Yeah, I felt lazy. I was like, sure, I'll take some water. You're getting water for us? I need some fucking interns.
She's had to give me some coffee.
All right, off to a good start. Let's start with Kevin downstairs. Kevin, what's the age, circumstance, and, you know, shit that happened?
Location
of your loss of virginity.
Ooh. See, so I was about 16, just turned 16, so sophomore year of high school. I was dating a girl for about 5 months or so and in my bedroom. And actually, funny shit, by like 3 o'clock, my dad ended up coming home from work.
Uh-oh.
And my door was like cracked just a little bit. And like, he had to have heard
us. Was it afterglow or was it middle of the...
No, it was like afternoon, like on like a Tuesday.
No, but
like
during the act.
The point of coitus.
Oh, no, yeah, definitely during the point of it. Everything's going on.
And he just let you go.
Yeah, he just like walked by and like didn't
so it
do
wasn't
anything.
Like boy. It wasn't like quiet.
Yes.
Getting so them was young. It was it like quiet like or was it like oh my god what's happening
no,
or like
it was
what were
quiet
you
quiet and
Kevin's awkward. Dad is a cool motherfucker. He's out at Burning Man partying right now.
Yeah. Nice.
We went to a bachelor party last week, and we pulled up with Kevin and his brother, and everyone's like, fuck you guys, where's your dad at?
Far out.
So yeah, I could totally see Carl walking by the door.
Yeah, just let it happen.
High five. Yeah. All right. all right, let's go to Steven. What do you got on the
same question?
Yeah, same question.
It was in my girlfriend at the time's attic,
I
right
think
across.
Ass. From,
it almost was, but then I figured out where to go from there.
Like an upstairs attic.
I one time did that to a girl who knew that I was gay, and it like started to slip in, and she looked at me frustrated and said, "Wrong hole," and I'm all sorry, habit.
You get weirder every show, dude.
That is a true story.
You are an enigma.
Just telling the truth, man.
I know. The story of his life gets more and more
sultry.
Sorted.
Yes.
Sorry.
But yeah, eighth grade.
Attic.
Eighth grade. In an attic. Were the folks home?
No, her folks were not.
Were there flowers in the attic?
No, it was too hot. It
were
was kind of gross. Yeah, there were toys. There was like little girls' toys in the background. It kind of made it awkward.
It was a little creepy, but eighth grade,
you know, I mean, you get where you can, basically. Yeah, yeah. It wasn't
was
a porta potty or anything.
Thank God.
Yeah, she was eighth grade too, right. So, you know.
Was it a total bummer?
No, it was great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now,
I heard there's a lot of earwigs down there.
Up there. Down there.
Did you all stay together, or was it just a one-time thing?
We stayed together for a bit.
Nice.
You know.
Aww.
So, you
That's
know.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Not just a pull-and-go kind of thing.
I'm going to give you some points for that.
Way to be classy. Steve.
Especially in eighth grade.
Caleb?
I don't remember. I have Alzheimer's, man.
No.
Okay.
Caleb, where are you from?
Philippines.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So did you lose your virginity in the Philippines?
Yes,
of course he
correct.
Did. Yeah.
Of course.
And when did you move here?
Well, been here for 35 years.
In Reno?
Yeah.
Nice.
Shit.
So Caleb's actually my uncle.
Philippines
he moved here.
To
and
Reno.
But I want it to be like, because it's in the Philippines, was it? It's like a different culture. Was it like hot and there were like
of course,
on a beach
you know?
Or like where like.
No, at home.
Were your parents
so
there?
So you do remember.
No, nobody's home.
How old?
Just you and your friend?
How old were you?
Back then, I'm 15.
That's about right.
Nice.
Normal?
Yeah, normal.
Normal age?
That's average, yeah.
All right, I can see he's turning beet red. We're going to go to Sean. Sean?
I remember it. It was the week of Columbine.
I remember it well.
It was
you whipped that thing out. People got to die.
Like 420, man.
Junior year of high school, yeah. And this chick I worked with. We were in training together, and she kind of like invited me to go out with her, and we ended up back at her place. Her mom was like out of town or something.
Perfect.
Sean, yeah. You look like your dick would just be huge. I mean, is it? Do you get that a lot? And then like, you whip it out.
Don't skip ahead. Don't skip ahead, Sean. Sean, do you have a huge
spoiler
piece?
Alert?
I'm pretty sure it's just regular sized.
But on you, does that look small? Because you're a big guy.
He's regular size for that size guy.
Oh, that's big.
I really don't have much to compare it to. I've never really.
What size are your shoes?
Doesn't matter.
15.
I can tell you right now that doesn't matter.
I don't know, Rick. If you can,
dude, I dated a guy with huge feet, and he had this little wang. I could beat the hell out of him with my dick, and I wear like an 8 or something. I got like little girl feet.
Okay, maybe that is a myth.
Yeah, I can get. Yeah,
Caleb, huge cock.
Yeah.
right on, Steven.
Thick.
Okay.
Thick cock.
He's got girth.
Kevin?
Average.
All right, we got one honest guy in the house. That's good to know. All right. Let's go. Kevin, what was the first album you ever bought with your own money? You just had to have it.
Oh, man. It was middle school. It was actually Kid Rock.
Faggot.
Yeah, God damn it.
It was terrible.
Dirty I bought cocksucker.
Fucking ball with the ball. That's and yeah. Never bought another one of his
albums. I had a band over here that was, and one of the guys had toured with Kid Rock. Like he was the opening band for Kid Rock.
Nice.
And he said that he was amazing live.
I've actually heard that too.
That you wouldn't think that we all like to make fun and but that he's fucking amazing.
At the Del Mar, $6. It was a rad show, dude. Yeah. That was right before he fucking blew up.
Many would scoff, but
he's got some serious DJ skills too.
The old shit, like Balls in Your Mouth. Rick, you'd love that song. It's a great rap tune. Like old Kid Rock when he had like a Kid and Play do.
No shit.
Yeah.
I mean, he is from Detroit, so I feel like Detroit gives him some street cred.
Some.
Yeah.
I have nothing against Kid Rock.
So Eminem's out of there too, right? So he pretty much destroys Kid Rock, but they both made it. So hey, you gotta give him props for that, right?
Hell yeah.
That's what the kids say, right? Props.
Props.
Again, okay. I don't know.
I don't know
Kevin,
any kids.
Yeah. Kevin,
Kevin's the young one.
I'm the young one at 29 here.
So if we give him props, that's acceptable now.
That's good. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'm good with that.
All right, Sean. Oh wait, we're still doing the record, right? Steven, what was the first record you ever bought with your own money?
I bought Dark Side of the Moon in sixth grade.
Ooh,
that's pretty cool.
Chunky. Yeah.
Like, were you smoking weed then?
No, that was my wife, actually. Not at the time, but she got me to smoke weed in seventh grade. My current wife.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
It's weird that you were married that young.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Not, you know, we weren't married at the time.
Oh.
Married like 15 years later, but yeah, she got me high for the first time. Dude, so, not till like a year later.
Far out.
Yeah, I was a bad middle schooler. Banging and smoking.
Listening to Floyd.
Yeah, pretty much.
Caleb
in the attic. Yep.
You're in the Philippines, right?
Yeah, Neil Young, you know.
Neil Young?
Yeah.
Which album? Boy.
Harvest Moon.
Nice. Wow, somebody with really good taste.
Well, back in the Philippines,
I
used to be a folk singer.
Oh, no shit.
So I did all, you know, Cat Steven, Neil Young, Taylor.
Yes.
Was there Philippines music that you liked? Didn't they have artists there that?
Oh yes, they do. They're
but
good.
Did you like that? Or?
But see, back then I foreign music. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you don't want to listen to stuff you grew up on. You want to?
He was a rebel. He was a rebel.
Yeah, you got to rebel a little bit.
Why not?
Yeah, like how you like Skinny Puppy.
Yeah, and then like Bauhaus and shit, and anything that was playing on the radio. Well, that must suck.
Exactly.
Kraftwerk.
Oh, and Einstürzende in the Neubauten.
Yeah, there totally. You go.
Okay.
Sean?
It was a cassette, I think. I'm pretty sure it was either Another Bad Creation or Naughty by Nature.
Nice.
It was one of those two. It was probably Another Bad Creation.
You're
going to
get
creation.
More points for... There you go. You get more for bad.
Yeah,
Another Bad Creation.
ABC.
Yeah, maybe more points for that one.
I was going to ask you guys if you listened to PM Dawn. One of my first albums was PM Dawn, and you remind me a little bit of him with your flow. You guys
thank
are like
you.
Nice. PM Dawn meets Rage a little bit. I like it a lot. which is a weird. A
People
weird
are
comparison.
Always saying we're something mixed with Rage,
yeah.
Which I take as a complete compliment.
Nice, glad to hear it.
Let's start with Sean again. Who's the greatest drummer in the world? Or to have ever lived.
I
can be living or dead.
I can't answer this. I lack the expertise to make an informed opinion.
Caleb?
There's a lot of good drummers there. But mostly,
in your opinion?
In my opinion, you know, mostly I listen to jazz. So I like the way Dave Wackel play.
You like the jazz drummers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Benny Caliuta.
Who's he played?
He's played with just a bunch of different session stuff, basically. So there's like a great little drum lick video with Weckl, him, and Steve Gadd going off, and he kind of schools both Steve Gadd and Weckl. So I watched that video.
Sexually.
I was like, yeah, sexually and musically, he schools them.
Side note, Steven and Kevin are like professional drum instructor, like drumline instructors. Yeah, they're badasses.
They okay.
Both played
so
around.
I'm going to take his word for that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, yeah, Kendall, yeah. Wendell. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those guys.
That's why I'm way deferring to them because
I'm like waiting
shit.
For somebody to say, Neil Peart. Kevin,
he's good.
What do you
but,
got?
You know,
I think my favorite drummer is Danny Carey from Tool.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
He's amazing.
All right.
Good answer.
Let's go with, we'll start with Kevin again. Shaved or bald?
Isn't that the same thing?
Or yeah. How about this? Shaved bald.
I was so confused. I was like, wait. Yeah.
I shave my balls. I shaved my balls.
How about this? Hairy, not hairy, but you know, yeah. Nice bush.
Trimmed
or bald?
There you go.
Trim around the edges and shave my balls. If you want a direct answer, there.
Trim.
Shave.
Trim.
All right.
I love this band.
No hairy bush. That's all right.
You gotta care. If you want somebody to suck your dick, you gotta care.
It's polite to, at
really?
Least.
Really? Like, would you want to put your face down there? No.
Yeah,
but you don't have to.
You can wash it up, you know? Sometimes a little musk is nice, you know? Get you in a mood.
There's plenty of musk without there being a ton of hair. Trust me. Okay. Your crotch is a sweaty, hairy fart trap.
Kevin, if you can get in a fight, in a fist fight with anybody in human history, who would that person be?
Justin Bieber.
Ooh, strong, getting points for that. All right. Let's go to Steven.
Throw down with Hitler.
Nice.
Right. Common answer.
Common answer.
But yeah, we should beat the shit out of that guy. Caleb?
Fuck Hitler.
Aquino, the president of the Philippines. Now he's not. He's
out.
The former president?
Yeah.
All right.
He messed the Filipino big time, man.
The new president's like just killing people. Oh. He's just like killing people.
Dude, I love him.
Everybody in the Philippines loves this guy. He's giving people the right to like just go out and kill drug dealers, giving them money to shoot them dead.
Whoa.
Basically committing murders, and his approval ratings are through the fucking roof.
He should run in Mexico.
It's insane. Everybody loves him. It's insane.
Because Philippines has been rape for all these politicians for 30 something years, and it's time to change.
So you're a fan of the new president?
Oh, you got that right.
All right, I was just checking.
Because he's honest.
Yeah, he doesn't fuck around, man.
His intention is for the Filipino people.
So he really just tells people, like, if you go kill drug dealers, we'll be cool with it?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Yep, and not only that, but we'll give you money and, like,
wipe
a fucking medal.
Wipe them all the generals.
So
a president came in and put money on the head of every drug dealer.
There has been over 600 killings of drug dealers or suspected drug dealers in the last, like 3 months or something. It's something ridiculous. It's insane.
You know what? So he got an office and just said, you know what we need? We need vigilante justice running rampant.
Sometimes you have to have that.
Well, shit, look at, I mean, Mexico can't do shit.
Right?
No, absolutely. That's
what happens when shit gets that bad, you know?
Just got a clean house. I didn't mean to take this off on a tangent.
No, that's really interesting because none of us are, like, aware of what's going on in Philippines.
No, that was good.
Fuck.
Thanks, Fox News.
I had no idea what's going on in the Philippines. I don't even watch news, man.
It's so messed up, man. You know, the poor become poorest, the rich become richest.
That sounds familiar. That happens everywhere.
You know, there's no like here in the United States, as long as you have a job, you can eat steak, you can buy cars, you can get your own house.
Really, yeah.
Philippines.
I mean,
the poor people in the Philippines don't compare to the poor people in America.
You know, it's sad because they just trying to manipulate the whole system, you know what I mean? So President Rodrigo Duterte is a gift from God. It's time to change.
Now, why don't we have a candidate that we could say that about?
Yeah, no shit. I'm excited to vote. This guy, come on over.
I wish we could vote the Philippines instead.
Yeah. Come on over and be our president. Fuck it. It's got to be better than the choices we got. Sean?
What was the question?
Fist fight.
Anyone you could fist fight.
Oh, shit. George Wallace, former governor of Alabama.
Nice. So he supports
me. We've never had that.
Fuck that guy up.
I have a twist on this question. We always ask who would you get in a fist fight with, anybody in history, and I feel like that leads people to believe, like, who would you get in a fist fight with and kick their ass? My question is, who would you want to fight and, like, get your ass kicked by?
Ooh.
If you could get your ass kicked by anybody in the world, who would it be?
Michael Jackson.
See, that's a good answer.
How could that even happen?
The local guy or?
Mine's Ellen DeGeneres.
The real Michael Jackson.
Ellen DeGeneres.
I would love to get my ass whooped by Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, yeah.
I bet
she would
fucking ruin me.
Yeah.
I think Tesla would be kind of cool.
The whole band? Just got, oh, like, Nikola Tesla.
Tesla?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Tesla.
Just, okay.
Yeah, the whole band, the whole Tesla. Band Tesla. Just beat the shit out of me.
I'm going to give you points for Nikola, but if it was the band, you would have got a lot more points. All right. That's fucking funny.
Are we up to, what about the, how about what is the most interesting place that you've ever engaged in a sexual activity?
Oh, that's a good one. Who wants to start that? Let's start with the drummer, Kevin.
I'm trying to think.
Your ass counts.
Let me pass. Let me think about it for a sec.
Okay, we'll come back to you. Yeah. Anybody else? Raise your hand. So, the weirdest place?
This is
Sean.
I can't say exactly where this happened, but it's in one of the newer buildings downtown, and I was like out with this chick. We had some drinks.
Oh, so this is recent.
This was, yeah. And she's like, she's like, yeah, like I have this like spot over, and we went into the building, and like it
so
wasn't
she'd used
opened
it before.
She like worked there.
Oh,
and,
what a whore!
And
she
we
had
went,
a fuck spot already picked out.
It hadn't. Okay, it was like
she was looking at you, thinking, "I'm gonna bang this guy's giant dick right
is
over
that the
there."
The post office.
It's like 2 a.m, and yeah.
Oh my God.
Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
Caleb, you ever done some weird fucking?
No. Yeah.
I mean,
I'm a gentleman.
Weird places.
I'm gentleman.
He's a gentleman.
You do it in home in the bed,
yeah,
like a normal
know,
person.
Bathroom, nothing. All right. Like, only, all that's right. Boring. The woods or the beach. Or
I rented a rowboat one time because,
wow.
Yeah, we had a limited amount of time, like some free time, and there didn't seem to be any other, like, hotels were just too expensive at the time. I was younger, and the rowboat was cheaper, so, you know.
And
got out about 40 yards. Yeah, what's the cheapest place we can bang?
Where was this at?
This was actually on Drum Corps tour. So this
Drum
was
Corps tour.
Was it on the ocean or a lake? Or?
It was actually like a really big river kind of thing.
On a river.
Yeah, totally. Nice.
Did the water make the sex better?
No, it was kind of distracting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amongst other things.
I've been seeing some points for that. That's good. Sean, definitely. Kevin, have you come up with your best fucks place story?
The Reed High band room.
That's pretty cool.
Nice.
That's
nice.
Dirty.
High school.
I like that. That's dirty.
Were you in high school still,
yeah,
hopefully?
We're both in high school.
Oh, wow. Were you both in the drum corps?
One right answer to that question.
Were you both musicians?
Yeah. It was like the marching band, and we'd sneak off into like the uniform closet,
mm-hmm.
like during class and shit.
And boned.
In the, yeah.
And wow. Then afterwards,
wild days at Reed. I love it.
Yeah.
Those days are gone. Damn, shit like that's probably not happening now.
Steve, you've had some experience.
They don't
in
even have a music
room
anymore.
I've gotten head in that same room that you're talking about.
Oh my God, he trumps yours.
Fucking
have you ever done a robo?
Man.
No, I have not.
Foxy.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Done many school buses, though.
He's all, bro,
trips.
You were with me.
I'm trying. No, that was a year before Kevin started marching drum corps.
Yeah. Yeah, that is that code?
Excuse me.
Sorry.
You guys, let's do the rapid fire. Let's get to it. Unless anybody
rapid
has
fire.
Any good big
yeah,
questions.
Yeah, any other questions? No.
Rapid fire. Let's go. All right, rapid fire. Let's go around the room. Sean, Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Caleb.
No clue.
The Wars.
The Wars, yes. And Kevin.
Star Wars.
Okay, so half of you are correct.
War.
Star Wars.
Oh, we got Wars all the way around, huh?
Yeah.
All right, that's good. A Beatles or Elvis?
Beatles.
Beatles, for sure.
Beatles
and Star Wars all the way around. All right, that'll be fun then.
That's why we don't fight.
Punk rock or heavy metal? Sean?
Punk rock.
Heavy metal.
The metal.
I'll do punk.
All right.
Split there.
All right, let's go.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
I answered this last time. I want to have a soul.
Fucking
so, gay. Okay.
Sean, you would make a great gay. We would totally accept
red
you.
Hair.
You'd rather have red hair?
I don't like the question, but I'll be gay.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. And Kevin.
I need a soul to live.
Three gays and a redhead. Got it. All right.
That's the beginning of a joke for sure.
Walking to a bar. Let's go with Let's do some food ones. Taco or pizza, Sean?
Oof, taco.
Pizza.
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 Oh, okay.
All right.
Let's go hygiene. Fold or crumple? Do you, when it comes to pooping?
For the wiping action. For all of you.
I'll be.
I was super confused. Fold.
Nice. Nice fold, or do you crumple it all up?
Fold.
I'm a folder as well.
Yeah, I'm a folder.
All right.
Who crumples? These fucking animals.
Yeah. I'm a crumpler.
Savages.
I am fucking hella anal retentive, and I totally crumple.
I'm a crumpler myself.
I'm a rapper. I wrap it around my hand.
You're like that guy in the hospital that I saw with the big old.
Yeah, that's me with toilet paper on my hand. Especially after a night of drinking and gym boys.
I don't know what part of this is going to touch my ass. I just got to make sure.
Okay. Hey, one of the best things I've discovered recently is our wet wipes.
But you can't flush those down the toilet, Kevin.
Yeah, you can. They make them now flushable.
Oh, do they? Flushable. Oh, fuck me.
But then after you wet wipe, you got to dry wipe too.
Well, yeah,
you
got
to have wet all in your
body. You can dap.
It gets ugly.
Dap, you don't have to.
Worst little podcast, conquering the hard questions.
I learned something new. Dropping knowledge. Okay.
Let's go with AIDS or cancer, Sean.
AIDS.
That's a hard question.
Yeah.
Cancer.
I'd go with AIDS. It seems more treatable.
It's
at this
curable,
point.
Right?
Treatable, yeah. At least, treatable. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
I know. It's okay. It's okay, Caleb, because with cancer, you can tell your family.
Especially your Filipino family, right?
Yeah, I'm going to say cancer because there's a chance.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. It's really like just rolling the dice.
Magic Johnson's been alive for like. For like 25
years. I was
with 10 AIDS?
Years old when Magic Johnson said he had
AIDS.
Come on,
there's. Yep. Yeah. AIDS is treatable. You can live the rest of your life on AIDS. Yeah.
My grandma
on AIDS
had a mastectomy AIDS. And she has no more cancer. Long, long time ago.
That's true. You can't cut AIDS out of your body.
That's true.
That's pretty fair.
True.
Oh, man,
brutal.
Speaking of that, what would be your last meal on Earth, Sean?
Last meal.
If you got to pick your last meal, what would it be?
It'd be something my mom cooked, mixed with some sushi on the side.
Okay. What kind of food does your mom make?
So I'd probably say like maybe like a roast or something with some mashed potatoes and gravy and some cornbread.
That sounds fun.
And did your mom do greens?
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of like collard greens.
Oh my god, I did
cooked
a black...
green. I don't like cooked greens. I don't know.
I dated a black guy for a year and he made me eat that stuff. Oh my god.
X, can I have some more beers to the studio? Like just a couple, right? Or raise your hand if you need one.
I'll take one if they're
three.
Floating. Thank
Bring
you.
Three to the studio, please. Caleb. Same question.
Steak and lobsters.
Attaboy.
Nice.
Very good.
So might as well go all the way, you know?
Throw in a baked potato. You're good to go?
You got it.
Steven?
I'll keep it light. Go with a turkey burger.
Oh, still health conscious.
Yeah, you're going to die, bro. Yeah. You're already going to die.
I want to look good when I'm dead.
There you go.
I'm going to go out how I lived.
Kevin?
I'd probably go with like an awful awful.
Oh,
that's a good
specific
one.
Specific.
Never
very good. And you don't have to die until you finish that big basket of fries.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just take your sweet ass time.
Like a week left to live and just eat on that.
No shit. All right, let's go with some dead guy questions. Gene Wilder or David Bowie?
Personally, for me, it's Gene Wilder.
David Bowie.
Yeah, Bowie.
Bowie.
Wow. Gene Bowie's no Wilder. Michael Jackson or Prince?
Michael Jackson.
That's a tough one, man.
Where's Michael?
Michael.
I'm going with Prince.
Michael Jackson.
Fuck you guys!
Dude,
I'm like
play.
they're both hella talented, but Prince
both?
Never touched kids.
Yeah, I like going to change my answer. As soon as I said, like, I was like, Prince never fucked any kids. So
Prince, as crazy as Prince was, he looked sane next to Michael.
Yeah,
Kevin, we're gonna start with you on this one.
All right.
John Holmes or the Hedgehog?
The Hedgehog.
Holmes for sure.
Holmes.
Ron Jeremy or John
I mean, they're both bad choices for us, but the hedgehog's kind of greasy, bro.
I don't even know who the hedgehog is.
Is the hedgehog Ron Jeremy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've never seen John
Holmes. Don't feel bad, Sean. I didn't
see me
either.
After the show.
I've only heard of John Holmes in rap songs, so I'm going to say Ron Jeremy.
Dude,
look what Ron Jeremy did for that.
Yeah, but John Holmes comes like he's peeing.
Dude, watch Wonderland.
Jenna Jameson or Tracy Lords?
Jenna Jameson.
Tracy Lords.
Tracy.
I don't know who Tracy Lords is. Jenna Jameson.
She doesn't watch porn.
Sorry, guys.
Good for him.
When you're searching for porn on the internet, or when you're not searching for porn on the internet, what do you use?
What's your favorite porn. Keyword? I don't know.
Search
these
words, yeah.
Use your
mind. You know, Latinas, Asians, black chicks? Shaved. Big Bush. The Devil's Threesome. BBW. MMF. Big and Busty. MILF. GILF. DILF. Lemon Party. Blue Waffle. Cream High. Wussy Rock.
That's a porn term?
That's the best site. You guys haven't seen that?
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to look up that tonight. I don't have any more data on my phone.
There's a lot of hair involved. You know what Riku's saying, right?
Yeah, what are your keywords? Or what would they be if you...
I just randomly look through, like, a Daily Mix.
Okay, so yours is pop. You go for popular.
Whatever's
up on the screen.
Is it like some of that's like squirters or brother and sister porn? Like, you know.
That turns me off.
What's normally
I don't like
on
that
the
front? That's that
the
popular.
You know, it's a hot guy and a girl, and they're all brother and sister fucking. I'm like, that is so awful.
No,
even mom and son shit.
I try to avoid shit like that.
Oh, my God. But then I'm usually like...
Like, why is this necessary? I don't read the shit. I look at the screenshots and judge it by that.
Man, you're good for that. Fuck. Stay away from the comment section.
I feel like we should adjust
sure.
the
but
question.
But then, dude, just be like, the guy's hot, so I'm going to click on it, and then when I die, they're going to be like, oh, look, he was into fucking,
he was
like,
into the sister porn
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, which is so awful. Yeah.
We should adjust the question to what's the one thing you avoid when searching for
porn. Oh. That's a good one.
What don't you search for? I say, like, prolapse.
Oh, God.
What the fuck is that?
On gay sites, they say pink sock.
Oh, God. That's fucked up.
Oh, rubbers?
Prolapse. No, it's like it's when your fucking asshole falls out.
Oh, God.
Or, yeah. Oh, and then gaping.
Learned another new thing.
Gaping.
The chicks
gaping's like
chicks,
in a category on the left. Like gaping. Like who's like, oh, I need it to gape. Whatever.
Yeah. Caleb, you don't look at porno, do you?
Of course he does.
Yeah.
What do you usually look at? What's your fave?
Oh, just threesome.
There you go. Yeah.
MMF or FFM? The Devil's Threesome or the...
The nasty threesome, you know, the one that really go all the way.
Two dudes and a girl, or two girls and a dude?
Two girls and a, or both, you know.
Yeah, for real.
Okay. No.
Yeah, if she's,
all,
I just want, going for
Caleb,
it.
Caleb, there's nothing gay about that, I just want to tell you. At all.
No.
Just because there's more dicks in the video doesn't make it
not,
more gay.
Does not make it
tell
gay.
Like double stuff.
You know what does make you gay? Chewbacca.
Oh, where's that? No, I'm searching Chewy's for why.
Words of
I was up at the, I was up at the wrong end of the thing. Fucking
oh, shit.
Wait. You know. Oh yeah. Here.
You know what's gay is men having sex with each other.
Thank you, Chewbacca.
Thank you, Chewie. That's right next to.
You know that's the one true God, though, right?
and which is and right below it is.
You know why it's warm? It's from ancient Indian piss.
That's Pyramid Lake, right?
Yeah, that's what he was talking about originally, but it's been used for many things.
Oh.
You know,
Steven, search to jerk words.
Showers, good one.
Oh.
Yeah,
like ladies taking a shower.
Yeah. No. Yes and no.
Golden showers.
Oh, gold.
I can't have a
golden shower action.
Riku, you don't even know what golden shower action is.
Oh, instead of water for a shower, it's gold.
The fact that you have that ready.
That's impressive.
Kevin? I couldn't get to it fast enough.
I've searched for like girls in like stockings or lingerie.
Nice. I like that. I like that too.
Everybody can get on board.
That's a turn
with that.
On.
Yeah.
Ladies, wear them stockings. We like it.
For sure. Yeah.
All right, Rick, do you have any last ones? Mr.
Oh,
Baker?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. Oh, yeah, Rick. Other Rick first?
No, either one.
I think Riku's got one more.
Oh,
Second time's door knocked.
That's you, Sean. You're up, Sean.
Circumcised.
What's the question? Are you circumcised or not?
Oh, yes, I am.
You're from the Philippines. How are you circumcised?
They're all westernized. Catholic.
When they circumcised me, I didn't go to the hospital. Were somebody I put my dick on that thing and they just fucking cut that.
No shit.
How old were you? Are you making this up?
Like 13.
No. They let me said, start chewing the guava leaves.
Guava leaves?
Yeah. It's like an anesthetic.
They give you guava leaves and cut your skin off?
No, I chew that and then I spit that in the wound that they cut.
So you were
really? Oh my god.
God damn.
How old were you?
They just wrapped the, you know.
Yeah, no shit, you weren't a baby.
Oh my god, I'm so glad you got a new president.
13 years old.
Shit.
Jeez. Why 13?
Wow. Dude, so
honestly, you're killing it.
Gosh damn.
Was it your idea or did they tell you? Did you say you wanted this?
Was this your dad's friend that just came over and cut your fucking
No, just the neighbor.
The neighbor. Just the fucking neighbor.
That's how you become a man there.
Was he a certified moil? He's just your neighbor.
He's a certified neighbor.
They have this stick that, you know, it's just like a...
Like a hook, like a sickle?
Yeah. And then you put your skin on the top of that.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God.
Motherfucker.
Oh, God damn, Caleb.
The kind you use for your neck to shave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking straight razor.
Straight razor.
Fuck.
God damn.
How long
did you cry?
No.
No? Did you feel it?
Oh, yeah.
How long did you feel it after that?
3 days. It's in the Bible.
Shut up.
No, in the Bible, really, it says that the first 3 days is the worst.
No, but for how long after until it healed?
Oh, probably 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
There's a story in the Bible where they circumcise a whole bunch of guys in a village, and then while they're recovering from the circumcision scars, they invade the village to kill everybody because the guys are all fucked up from having their dicks hurt.
Jesus.
And it specifically says the first 3 days is the worst. So they come in and they're like, oh, you got to be all circumcised to be part of us. And then when they get circumcised, they fucking kill them all.
And somehow that didn't teach people not to get circumcised.
Or not to trust the Jews.
See, they say that about smoking, too, that the first 3 days are the worst. I think I'd rather quit smoking than have my dick cut.
Probably it's in the Bible.
Probably, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, that question.
Although I had mine
got...
as a baby, so I didn't.
Yeah,
I don't
you
even
don't
know
that shit.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
Steve, cut or not?
I'm cut. My son is not.
Good for you.
Atta boy.
Yeah.
Atta dad.
I'm circumcised.
Dude, there ain't a foreskin in this fucking house. That's really sad.
So I got a question on a lighter note. Arrested Development or PM Dawn?
Ooh.
Sean.
Arrested Development was better overall.
That's fair.
Arrested Development, yeah.
Yeah. Arrested Development. I never saw PM Dawn.
So. All right.
All right.
Kevin, do you realize we're talking about hip-hop groups and not TV shows?
No, I did not.
I didn't even fucking think
Thank
about
God.
That. I didn't even
you
think
brought
about
that,
that.
That's hilarious. I think I'm going to give Kevin a point
for
that.
You should.
Fucking awesome.
He said I never saw PM Dawn. Like, neither did I. They
yeah, nobody saw PM Dawn, man.
Any more rapid fires, fellas? Because I got one, the last one, mother of the old stupid ones we got.
Yeah.
But. All right, Star Wars or Beatles? But you can only have one. You can only live in a universe with one thing. Star Wars or Beatles? Go.
Beatles.
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 All right, no Star Wars for you in that alternative universe. Okay.
I'll be all right.
I'll still have Eleanor
Rigsby.
Nobody
gets any points for that. Let's see what we got. Oh, damn, it's a close race. But clearly... Caleb is over.
Yeah, he's
nice.
Congratulations.
It was close.
Dude. Good work,
Kevin,
Caleb.
Kevin in a close second and virtually tied for third with Sean and Steven. But they've been on the show before.
So. Yeah, so we
yeah,
knew all that
okay.
shit. There was no surprises. But wow, Caleb, you really fucking won everything without circumcision.
Absolutely.
That playing, made us all squirm.
Dude, really?
You were playing like Jackie Robinson
13.
Today.
Beautiful,
dude.
You thought about it.
Shit.
You know.
Maybe they should bring that back. We wouldn't have so many pussies.
Well, in the Bible,
there's something to be said for that, I think.
There's a story in the Bible about a mother grabbing a sharp rock and circumcising her son on the spot.
Sharp.
And and I think like that would never happen today, except in the Philippines.
And holy she's doing shit. That for religion. Just reasons, not knowing you're going to hell yeah. for being a very bad mother.
No, and at the time, God is like raging a storm and going to kill everybody, and she's like, "Oh, he's mad about this," and cuts off her son's dick skin, and the storm stops or whatever it is.
So, Caleb, if something would have gone wrong during your circumcision because it was your neighbor, would they have like would he have gotten
in trouble?
In trouble for that? Would he,
nope.
Is that why they do with the neighbors? Like, you know, fucking
well, this guy's been doing that for a long time.
Oh, so he's not certified, but he's got some experience.
Yes.
Okay. And was it religious or was it like a Jewish thing or it was just?
It's just
now I'm older. Have this taken off.
If you know, you want
that's just what people do.
Then God, there you go on, come to my house.
Holy shit!
Was he certified? Yeah. Yeah, he had just passed the boards.
Was it your decision at 13? You're like, I think I will need to get my dick cut.
Yeah.
Far out.
Decision. I said, start.
Because your dad had it and everybody else had
well,
it.
Well, you know, yes.
Yeah.
Tradition.
The men
tradition.
In your family. Yes, yeah. Okay. All right.
Damn.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah. We learned a lot today, Rick.
No, really. This has been a great show. I know so much more about the Philippines.
Let's hear another song, and then we'll talk
more
about your
music.
Band some more.
Cool. What song are we going to do next?
Yeah. Miss Some Days?
Yeah.
Unstable, capable, willing, and able. Been keen since the cradle. I'm an old soul young. I'm living life fast. I'll never be done. You claim to be winning, but what have you won? You caught up in the game or the web that is spun? You get to the back, it's back to square one. Life is all good, but it ain't always fun. Answers for a child, I'm a grown man. While still all along I smile, but my naivete lost. You grow as you age, but what's the cost? I said, what's? Just what's the cost? And I'll miss those days, and I don't know why. And I'll miss those days, and I don't know why. Of a pimple and you're left reminiscent of a conscience so light. You polish the games that makes it all right. So regardless of your plight, that it's your might that determines your life. So fight. A scary proposition when you're in your position, but I'm steady insisting that you make it your mission. Decisions and permission to control your fate, cause control your role before it's too late. Cause you'll miss those. Cause you'll miss those. Cause you'll miss those. I don't know why. And I'll miss those days. And I don't know why. I miss those ways. I know the childhood was just a phase. I root where I'm from and where I'm going. There's no signs on the road to let me really know when the path is closed or when it is open. Don't be opposed to hoping. There's so little to lose, you got so much to gain. Cause this journey through life's such a beautiful thing. So embrace the struggle and you'll miss those. Just miss those. Just miss those days. Cause I miss those days, and I don't know why. And I miss those days, and I don't know why.
Riku, do you want another one? Do you think she does? Oh, she's not even paying attention.
Is that her real name?
Riku, yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome. Yeah, that's from like a Final Fantasy game or something.
Yeah,
like.
It's definitely anime.
Mom and Dad actually are that nerdy.
Yeah, but they tell people Riku means wind or something. And,
which
and,
it probably does means, in the video game.
Means, and Arya means song, so it's like wind song. And then Riku looks at him and says, Daddy, now can we tell them what I'm really named after?
Is her middle name Arya?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's R-A-D. Riku Arya Dowd, so Brad. Her name is Rad. I know.
Rad. Uncle Rick, let's listen to some more.
Good idea, Rad. What do you guys think? You got another one for us? All right.
Rad.
This next one's called Know Your Enemy. I wax and wane, so I attempt to explain. Where's the rain from the rain? He sings in arrows of pain, continue to stain the ground, the very sound, a giveaway to the oncoming onslaught. So what is taught is a means of controlling these souls unfolding. Pressure hatch, every back just belongs to the cooling. So what these old knees, a bunch of legends and lies, neatly wrapped when the ending tries dies. But as the crow flies, I search for the truth, unfucking painting. My quest is never ending, truth's what I'm sending, because that's what I'll be. So know your fucking enemy. Are hiding your weight. Destiny's darlings will steal your fate. Orcs on liars, your friends won't be. I'm always vigilant and recognize my enemies when I see them. Now everyone I'm sending strides towards the nerves is a sword, so the curves has gotten so frightened. My mind enlightened to the underbelly of his tail. See, I was too fucking smart for them to fail me. So I'm the mole, stuck in the hole, flipper from the inside. So time abide is added to the future. An inverse equation, dimensions of my future. Mathematic calculations, fantastic illustration. Park rents, deep nature, pressure valves. Not the motherfucking masses. I ate so many classes, they thought I was in line, but they don't walk the asses. But no fucking mind for my mind always buys it. The truth, they despise it. So I steady fucking cries it. Snakes in the grass are hiding your weight. Destiny's darlings will steal your fate. Forks on riders and friends will be always visible to recognize my enemies when I see them.
Kevin thought we were out of time, so he took that one way faster than normal.
Jesus Christ, Kevin.
I was going with you guys.
You were not going with us. You started the song.
I was trying to hold back at the end. I was like, oh, shit, we're a little fast there.
You're the one doing it. Do you not know how this works?
Damn, now when I hear that at your show, I'm going to think, that's fucking slow.
These guys fucking doing heroin right now? What's going on?
Jesus.
We're usually a little more stoned than this, so.
Not Kevin. Mr. Sober at every practice.
Yeah, nobody brought the weed, man. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I don't like smoking before I play.
So seven out.
I take it as a personal.
That's with the numeral seven.
Correct.
And the word out.
Yes,
like
sir.
Seven up, but not seven up. Seven out, which could be up, down, out.
Similar to that.
It's like craps.
7-Eleven.
It's
yeah,
like seven out on a craps out. Table.
Craps, yeah.
It's like 7-3-6.
Kevin came up with a name. Explain
That's
it, Kevin.
Good gambling.
Sitting at a bar with my friend, and he came up with a name.
Now we need to call him.
That's the buck.
Seven out.
And the truth be told.
Same with Alex.
When is seven out playing next?
That is a mystery that needs to be seen.
So enjoy this podcast for a while, folks.
Pretty much. Put it on repeat.
Where would they look you up if they wanted to find out where you were playing next?
We've got Facebook. We got Instagram. Check us out on there. We're getting SoundCloud out. The reason is we're in the middle of finishing. We just finished recording an album.
Oh,
so
nice.
We're in the process of getting that
packaging and everything. We just got mastering done.
How many songs?
It's only 8. But you know,
ten. That's a full album. Yeah.
We got ten.
We got some filler tracks. Sorry.
There you go.
Yeah.
Don't call them filler tracks.
Oh, they're
just straight up admitted it too. It's like, oh yeah, there's two more on there.
I rap on those tracks. they don't count because they don't play. That's what it is.
The filler tracks.
They just came out so good, so easily. I have to call them fillers.
Where'd you record it?
Work. Jesse Easter's studio.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, totally. He's in a bunch of cover bands in town. He's been in a bunch of original bands, but okay. Yeah.
Just a house studio?
Just a house studio. You know how it goes.
They suck.
Right on. State of the arts for fags.
They're the worst. Yeah. I don't care about
that. He knows what he's doing with his equipment, though.
Yeah. And I didn't mean anything
sexually.
About
sexually.
Sexually.
With his equipment.
Well, how do you feel about that, Rick?
About his equipment?
Yeah.
Rick has actually mastered some stuff from Jesse's studio before. You know the Alicia Sadler stuff, Rick?
Oh, Jesse. Oh, now I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, the guy who helped them produce all that stuff, and then you mastered
it. Fuck yeah.
So you guys are buddies.
No, his shit sounds great, yeah.
And Alicia Sadler is, like, amazing.
Jesse is actually the guitar player that couldn't be here tonight, too, that bastard.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh. He's in the band as well, 7 yeah. Now.
Dude,
oh,
I don't
okay.
even... I think, have I actually
well,
met
when
him?
The guy's in your band and he has the studio.
I know we've talked on the phone a bunch of times.
How do you guys not have 3 albums already?
We're lazy and not that talented, basically. So it's like pulling teeth to get the 8 songs out of us.
10 songs, brother. It's 2 songs.
Yeah, sorry. They're not fillers at all.
God damn it.
Fucking explorations.
All right. Well,
are you guys going to play live somewhere soon?
As soon as we get the CD done, we're going to have a CD release party.
There you go.
Do you guys have any ideas on where you want to do that?
Yeah. What's your
favorite?
Love
to do the rock bar.
Rock bar or Shays, I think.
Baby, that's right the first place I ever fingered your mom at.
Had to be Shays because Rock
yeah,
Bar just
opened. So that was recently.
And we know
that
you fingered
her
mom a long time ago, dude. Well, right on, you guys. Thanks for being on the show today. I'm going to have you do one more number when we close the show. Do you guys, I got a couple shows I want to let the audience know about here. Tonight when the show, Thursday, September 1st is the night the show should be released. So if you're listening today, the first day of it, tonight, go to Spectre Records at 8 o'clock. You're going to be treated to Local Girls, a band called Pets, who's on tour, I think, from Seattle or something, and the Roxy Collie, which is my band.
Yes.
Starting at 8 o'clock at Spectre Records on Thursday.
A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
You know, it's open for any color, any cultures. Come on down, man. We love everybody. Also go see The Shame September 10th. They're playing with a really cool band called Bleached, Chick Rockers, and Criminal Hygiene at The Saint. And that's September 10th,
fuck
so
yeah.
Look out for that. Any things you want to promote, Mr. Baker?
No, I got nothing.
Rick, in the back?
I'm recording a band that I've never heard for the next 2 weeks, so that's
ooh,
all I've been like thinking about.
That'll be interesting.
About. Yeah, I love doing something.
What kind of music
crazy.
Is it, do you know?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
And it's younger guys, so it's I'm just going to be great.
What's the name of the band?
Yeah.
I do know that.
Sure you do.
I do know that, but it's in my phone.
Your phone knows it.
Internet.
I know what they look like.
You got anything going on this weekend?
No, actually not really, unfortunately. Possibly an open mic night coming up soon.
Okay, so maybe go to one of those open mics and you might figure out who our intern is, the mysterious intern
dude,
X.
It's common mishap. I know what they look like and what they sound like, but I forgot the name for a second. I'm sorry, guys. I will know their name really well after I record them. Yeah,
we'll reveal that on the next podcast because I'm sure everybody's just clamoring to know the unknown band Rick's recording this weekend. All right. So with that, let me say for intern X, for Dogwater Dick, for Mr. Baker, and for the band 7 Out, and Rory Dowd, who cannot be here because he's acting in the theater for Silence the Musical. So look out for that and go support Rory Dowd. I am Nick Ramirez, the original Babe Duder, saying thank you for listening. I love you, life is short, and all that shit Rory says.
Puff, puff, give Uncle Nick.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. We'll be right back.
ozone followed, Nevada to twist it. They look fucking hollow. The system pranks the leaders while they're trying to delete us. The common man, our rebellion's beaten with precision incisions into our subconscious. Propaganda confusing with hysteria and fear. It's a repeating pattern, and that end's not near. Fear breeding ignorance and choking out learning. Smoke seeing, yet fire hidden burning. People yearning to unleash freedom and justice. They're marked radical, spread it. Cause they know they can't trust us. Cause they know they can't trust us. 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 These are the secrets of our free market society. God damn it, people, why aren't you rioting? God damn it, people, why are you trying? Now we feed these mouths of these faceless leaders, these lost aristocrats. They the original cedars, but we reap fields for these cats so fat you see their fortunes were taken. Systematically, now legally protected by their own laws emphatically, mathematically worth the majority. Yet we fight amongst ourselves like a goddamn sorority, and our eyes are hidden by wool. But we were once a bull, afraid to fix the broken. We've hit the ground, and we don't know we're tripping. I said we hit the ground, and we don't know we're tripping. We're on the ground, and we don't know we're tripping. These are the secrets of our free market society. God damn it, people, why aren't you rioting? God damn it, people, why aren't you rioting? Politicians look to the past while we live in the present. Our current state can't last. We're just a modern day peasant. You think you're rolling with the big boys? You're not even the same table as these high rollers. You see the world through the eyes of these mindless controllers. Open your eyes, look through the lies. These are the secrets of a free market society. God damn it, people, start fucking rioting. Secrets!
The young pusher awaits more customers for his poison.
Dogwater Studios.
Marijuana addicts are often dangerous to handle.
Hide the salami?